Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Yeah, delighted with the win there. Look, it took a long time to get ahead. Like, they're a tough opposition, in fairness. They gave us plenty there all the way through. The goals came right out of start second half. They got a goal very quickly. Put us right back into the melting pot again. Suppose I have to say, when Shane Kelly went back there, centre-back, and sat there in the heart of the defence, he made a massive difference from our point of view. Sort of brought him on to us, but it opened space inside for the likes of Shane Duggan and Dave O'Neill there to get a couple of crucial goals for us.
So relief there at the end of the hour, Joe, given the disappointment their results against and losses there to Sarsfields and Kildallery.
Yeah, absolutely delighted to get to keep our status, really. I'm going to say that it's been a tough year for us, really. We struggled against Sars, and we had 2 men sent off against Kildallery, which didn't help. Our discipline was poor on the night. So backs against the walls there today, and sure, you know, just happy to get over the line, and thank God we can build again for next year, you know.
So in a game there of swaying fortunes, Mayfield there, they conceded an early goal, but Mayfield there recovered well, and he had 7 players on the score sheet by half time.
Yeah, one thing about all the lads, there's great ability in that side for fellas to take scores from all positions, right across our inside line or half forward line back to midfield. We have fellas that'll take scores all day long if they get the room, and thankfully today that's why we had so many different scorers on. They were.
Yeah, typical of Mealing, as you said, they're a rejuvenated side. They really came at Mayfield on the restart. They were trailing by 6 points at half time, but you found yourselves 4 down halfway through the second half.
Yeah, like I have to say great credit to Mealing. They came out, they got a super goal at the start, bringing it back to 3, and they drove on. They absolutely drove on, and it looked like we were struggling at that stage. And then we got Shane to come back there and sit in the half back line, Shane Kelly, and that seemed to open the spaces for us up top. And lucky enough, we got over the line. You know, we got some crucial goals there near the end as well from Shane Duggan.
Those goals really told there to Thomas Horgan. He batted one home, Shane got the second, and David O'Neill put the icing on the cake.
Yeah, those 3 goals, because they got space inside. And I know from looking at them all year in training, they're absolutely lethal, like, with space inside. And thankfully, we were lucky enough to get it. That was a tough game. That final score didn't show what the tough game that was. Mealing were not that far behind us. Fellas look at the score and think that Mealing were way off. In fairness to Mealing, they put up a great battle there today, and I do wish them the best of luck in the relegation final.
Yeah, both of these teams there, Mealing and Mayfield, had enjoyed success in Croke Park at junior A level, but at the end of this hour there was really relief in the Mayfield camp.
There was, without a doubt, total relief. We didn't want to go to the relegation final, and thankfully we don't have to. But again, great tradition, like you said, from an All-Ireland purpose in the past, Mayfield and Mealing. So I do wish Mealing the best of luck, and I hope they're lucky enough to survive, to be honest with you.
And for yourselves there, hurling is completed for this season, but you're still involved in junior football in the city.
We are. We have a big game coming up in the semi-final now against our local rivals, Brian Dillon's there in the football. Hopefully we'll get over the line there, and with any bit of luck, we'll be back up into the Super Junior football for next year.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.